Have you been overcharged by a taxi, or have they just not come and picked you up? Or they said, "Oh, don't worry about it. We're not turning on the meter today. It's $50 to go from Martin Place to Macquarie Street." Well, in the last 12 months, according to The Guardian, over 200 taxi drivers ignored punishments for misbehaviour. So this is what's happening. The cabbies are overcharging passengers, refusing short trips, and not using their meters. But because the industry doesn't have a driver database, when the drivers get sacked or get sanctioned, they just move to a rival company. The new joint has no idea that they're hiring a taxi driver that has either been suspended from another company or is under the guise of sanctions. Now, taxi drivers, like everyone else, you need to follow the law, right? You've got to be accountable for your actions. And if you're refusing to take people on short trips or turning the meter on, then if it gets to the point where you continuously do it, surely it's time to get another job. Well, for more, I'm joined by Nick Abraham. He's the New South Wales Taxi Council Chief Executive, and he's on the line. Nick, g'day.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Driver database. I would have thought it's a pretty straightforward proposition.
Look, it is, Chris. And in actual fact, it's a system that we had in place previously that was run and administered by the New South Wales government. The former regulator, RMS at the time, was actually managing a database. And there was actually two parts to this. There was a centralised database based on feedback system. So all the complaints were logged and registered and will be followed up in an appropriate manner. But the second part to it was a centralised accreditation system, which is probably more of what we're pushing for, where a driver gets issued only with one authority, one ID card. And if that driver risks losing that ID card, they're gone. And like you said, you know, go find another job, because we don't want them in this industry. And we definitely want to send a strong message to, you know, the handful of drivers, Chris. Let's put this in perspective. You know, we've got over 15,000 drivers across New South Wales. We know the majority are out there providing a great service, doing the right thing. But those few rogue drivers that are out there wanting to tarnish the industry, well, we want to get rid of them.
So when I get in the cab or the taxi and I look up and just above the dash there is usually a license or a photo ID of some sort. Is that not the basis for one's registration?
That is the means for a person to become eligible, I guess, to become a taxi driver. And that must, by law, must be displayed at all times whenever they're carrying out their shifts. However, as you noted earlier, that ID card is issued by the taxi brand or the taxi company.
Really?
Exactly right. So, and here's the other problem, Chris, is you have some drivers that drive for multiple brands and for various and rightful reasons, right? So if they need to do that, they've got to carry one card for each different, it's almost like that wallet with the 10 different credit cards, right, that you've got to have just because you want to become a taxi driver.
Has this always been the case?
Only in the last 5 or 6 years since the introduction of the point-to-point regulation.
Why?
Previously, it wasn't. It's because the former government did a number of reviews when Uber entered our shores and looked at saying, okay, well, we need to get out of the way. We need to remove a number of these regulations. Let me tell you, Chris, nobody asked for these to be removed. We think that, it was obviously a bad decision. And actually, industry is calling for a number of these regulations to come back because we need it. We are proud of the industry that we stand for. We are proud of the services that we want to deliver to the customers. But we need the support of these regulations to be able to be more effective in taking actions and holding these drivers accountable, like you mentioned.
This isn't Andrew Constance's fault, is it?
Well, it does go back to Andrew Constance. he was in that sense because he was the minister at the time and he did run the review. It was under the Sturgis review at the time back in 2015.
So if there is a serious complaint against a taxi driver and they drive for, I don't know, 1-3 cabs, and that serious complaint is upheld and 1-3 cabs goes to the bloke, "Look, mate, you're not welcome here. We can't have you on the books anymore. You're not driving for us any longer." And he picks up work with a different cab company. That different cab company would have absolutely no idea about that first sanction.
Exactly right. And even
that seems bizarre to me.
It is, Chris. And look, even the case where we know there have been repeat offenders, like this 200 that the Guardian have called out, and these are because, you know, we taxi companies are taking action, but they're very restricted in how far they go. And even if they go to the worst case, where we know that there have been probably over 30 drivers that have been removed from the various brands that they've been associated with, they've just gone up the road, applied with another company or another taxi business, and been issued with another card, and off they go. That's not fixing the problem. And we want to get real and get serious about fixing this issue. And I know Minister Halen is fair dinkum about fixing it, because soon after taking over the transport portfolio, you know, I sat down with Minister Halen, and we talked about increasing the penalties to $1,000, and we did that, and we know that's working and working well. We know that there's been an increase in the number of officers the point-to-point commissioner has put on the roads, and that's worked well. They've had covert operations, you know, where we've got undercover officers out there and acting as passengers, which is worked well. And it's worked well because we've seen a lot of these drivers that have been issued with a penalty haven't been, penalised more than twice.
Sure.
Yeah, for example. So those sort of measures are working, but don't go far enough, and we need to get to this centralised system to really get fair dinkum and fix this problem.
Righto, Nick. I appreciate you jumping on. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers.
That's Nick Abraham. He's from the New South Wales Taxi Council. 131 873